Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. We're in the middle of what will be our second heat wave of the month for most of Massachusetts, and summer is just getting underway. Logan Airport hit 97 degrees yesterday, tying the record set back in 1901. For more on the steamy weather and the upcoming holiday forecast, we're joined by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deborah.
So a second heat wave in June. How unusual is that?
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty unusual. We'll actually put it in the books officially on Wednesday because we need those 3 days in a row. So yesterday, as you mentioned, 97 degrees. Just incredible how warm it got. Today, definitely in the 90s, and Wednesday, definitely in the 90s. And it is unusual to see that. We will have more 90-degree days in the books when we conclude June than we've ever had since 1976. That year, we had one more at 12. This year, we're going to end up with 11.
Mm-hmm. So you said 90s today, upper 90s, and what are we looking at?
Yeah, mid to upper 90s. Once again, we have all that sunshine out there now. Temperatures already quickly approaching 80 degrees. Many areas didn't go below 80 until after midnight last night. So it was a tough night for sleeping if you don't have air conditioning. The good news is most folks do at this point. Today will be in the mid 90s, some upper 90s. When you combine the humidity, once again, it's going to feel over 100. And that will take place, I think, by about 11:30, 12:30, somewhere in that hour. Most of the heat indices, which is the combination of heat and humidity, kind of like wind chill for the summer, will feel over 100. It's going to continue that way right into the evening. That's why the heat advisory is posted.
Is this related to the same system that brought the heat to the Pacific Northwest?
So it's not related in the sense that their heat is our heat, but the way that the jet stream is configured, there's a big bulge out there creating a big area of high pressure, then a big dip in the middle of the country, followed by another big bulge. So it's connected in the sense that the jet stream's connected, but their heat and our heat are not the same air mass per se.
When does it break?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're going to break this here slowly. It will not happen tomorrow. Once again, in the 90s, there will be showers and storms developing. I think between about 5 and 8 o'clock tomorrow, we'll see a line of storms coming through. Some of those could be strong to severe tomorrow evening, so be aware of that. Then on Thursday, with all the clouds, chance of a few showers, but most of the day is actually just very, very humid. With all the clouds, we'll stay under 90, so the heat wave officially breaking on Thursday, but it's not really comfortable. The dew point's still way up in the 70s, and all that tropical moisture is going to produce some heavy rain Thursday night into early Friday. We're going to see 1 to 2 inches of rain in many areas. There could be some street flooding because of all that moisture in the air that's just going to get wrung out. Then on Friday, you'll notice during the day, humidity levels dropping. The rain comes to an end. It's cloudy, and it's actually unusually cool as we start the July 4th weekend. We may not hit 70 degrees here on Saturday with a lot of clouds. Just an incredible change upcoming.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.